You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
I'm having a transmission issue. They say I'm coming across really broken up and I don't know, but it sounds packety or whatever the term Sean used. And if you could give me a quick radio check over there, we can see what the problem might be, or you can maybe understand it.
Okay, let me get to the dashboard so I can watch. Should take a minute here, just a second.
Okay, I heard over there. Not Detroit, Mount Clemens, statewide one.
See you there, deputy.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
It's the other side. Can't be them.
I didn't feel like bringing an HD in a hotspot.
That's okay. Am I in the system as well or no?
I copy you, all right. I mean, I can tell there's a little bit of noise, but you're fine.
Yeah, I'm roaming. It's heavy on Detroit for some reason.
You're getting a little more scratchy. I don't know if you're walking around or whatnot, but yeah, you're still readable. Give me 2 seconds before I'm in the gas station and I need
you.
I double with you. I'm running to the gas station. I'll be right back. I need you.
KFAS.
NIDBF. Alright.
Switching to a better radio, hopefully.
Which radio and which repeater?
UMC.
Honestly, it sounds about the same.
Yeah, it's just the DM32.
power, so I figured I'll try to activate now.
Yeah, you're in. I'm curious what this is going to... Sean and I worked on this yesterday. I'm on my repeater right now. Hopefully it's fixed. I haven't heard it crash out since yesterday after he left.
Dakota, you sound fine on this end. WARCY. Good morning, Dave. You sounded better on the first radio before you switched.
Audio coming in, and then you gotta like set some levels for the minimum squelch level and things like that. And I don't know if are you using USB radio or are you using simple US or whatever. Are you using a simple one or are you using USB radio?
You guys dialed one, but I heard what you were asking, Dave. Sorry, I took a bite of cookie. I'm using simple USB, and all we really did was pull the transmit PL off so it wasn't getting into the receiver.
Interesting. Go ahead. Who was that? Was that Sean?
If I sound like Sean, we're all in trouble. No, Dave, it's Donald, W8RCY. I just typed in there to say that you sounded better in your initial transmissions between you and Dakota. Both of you guys were coming across as perfect as you can be on both radios.
Sounds good. Yeah, I don't know if there's something with the UMP. It's probably my side, though. I am indoors, and the signal's got to go through walls.
It was good that time.
I agree. It sounded better that time. So if you moved around from inside of a, you know, cinder block building or something like that, it made all the difference in the world. All right. I just want to jump in and say good morning. And one quick thing to Dakota. I'm going to get that speaker mic to Sean sometime this week and have him get it out to you for your 7550 to try out, and if you'd like it, you can keep it free of charge. And that's it. Gentlemen, have a great day. W8RCY.
Well, I appreciate it, Donald. Thank you very much. I'll let you know what I think. Have a good day. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I found if I hold the radio and the antenna at about 45 degrees, it gets into the repeater better.
You just need to set up crossband repeat.
Yeah, I was thinking about just doing like the input, like I used to do, where I would listen to the repeater's output, but my input frequency would be my all-star, like an dedicated all-star node that gets into this network, and then that way it's like in would go in through the all-star, and then out would go through the repeater, and then it would be like a fake repeater that way. You know, I would just have a dedicated input.
I wonder what the latency would be like with that.
Well, I've done it before, and then, yeah, when I unkey, I would hear like the last, like, second or two of me.
Oh, so it's not terrible then.
It would be like you're talking to the space station where you hear yourself. It's kind of funny.
I'm surprised that even indoors you're not able to clobber the UMP repeater because you're close, but you're not, I guess.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of buildings and hills and stuff between here and there. I mapped it out, and it's like, I was surprised because the Detroit repeater, when I roam on MI-5, the Detroit repeater usually is the strongest.
I think that thing just has ridiculous elevation because I can pick it up. I'm at Boardman in 53 right now, and I guarantee I'd be able to hear it and probably transmit on it. I was able to pick it up in Emily City.
Wow, that's great. That's nice. But, I know. It's just where I'm at, buildings in the way. houses. Even though I'm on the second floor, like, my house is, like, built kind of, like, in a pit.
Yeah, it's pretty flat by you, isn't it?
Yeah, I think 608. So if you're at ground level, you're at 608 feet.
It's crazy to think that I have over 300 foot of elevation on you where I'm at.
Yeah, 300 feet and the earth curves. So I don't know where that angle happens. I think what they say, every 6 miles, it's like a degree or something like that. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, that would explain why we can never simplex.
Yeah, there's something blocking in that direction, too. There's just... the neighbor's house is a little bit higher than mine, so, and it happens to be in the direct path towards you.
Didn't we determine there was something else that's super tall between us, too?
Yeah, I think there was, like, a hill in that park. You said there was a park near the hill. It was probably a garbage dump at one point, and then they just, like, filled it, and then they made it a park. The other weird thing is there's interference on the UMP's output frequency for me. So anytime the UMP unkeys, like, there's, like, the static before the squelch kicks in.
Kind of like what my repeater was doing yesterday.
Yeah, it's probably somebody's something that is causing spurious emissions and like our harmonics or whatever, second harmonics.
I'm at the fire station at 35 Mile Road. How am I coming in now?
Starting to crackle a little bit, but you're still in there pretty good.
I'm well within the Romeo footprint right now. I'm just curious what the usable rope is here. I'm already 10 miles away from it. That was kind of the goal.
Yeah, you're definitely fluttering now. You're getting the multi-pass.
Alright, good deal. So yeah, it's 10 miles south. I don't know how far east is, like, ridiculous, so I was at 32 in Plank and it was working, so I don't know how far that is. I'll have to map that. And then, I don't know how far, well, west sucks. At least northwest, like 69, I can pick it up, 3 miles west of 53, barely. And then, I don't know how far north it goes. I'm pretty sure Wyatt's able to hit it, but he's not super far north of me. So when hunting season comes around or I go to my buddy's farm, I'll test it out.
Sounds good. So is he, like, on the other side of I-69? He's north of 69?
Yeah, he's up in, like, Goodland, Michigan. So he's 18 minutes north of me.
Wow, okay. He's not able to hit, like, Mayville or anything?
Well, he's not a ham. I just go to his farm to... Oh, are you talking about Wyatt, or are you talking about the farm that I'm trying to get reference of?
Yeah, Wyatt. I was wondering where he lived.
He's the first road over 69, so he's north, but he's not crazy north.
Okay, is he able to get into your system, or no?
Yeah, with an HD, he was able to get in from inside the house, but it was a little rough. But I dropped off that All-Star note to him yesterday. He's got an X50 up at least 40 feet, so that thing hammers it.
Well, there you go. So you guys can peel off if you need to, and you can join when you want to.
Yeah, I don't know what he used. I'm sure it wasn't my machine. I don't know. I would like him to do the youth net on my machine one day just to see how it is. I'm sure it would be fine. He's close enough. But, yeah, as long as my repeater stops acting up, we'll stay linked up to FBI full-time and all will be good. I don't really know any other hams in the area, but I don't know how that works. I don't think I can even publish on repeater book because it's not an actual pair. It's a snapper pair.
Yeah, I just leave it. I just leave it the way it is. I think you're fine. People do publish snapper pair repeaters on there, and I think there is a field specifically indicating that it's like a shared non-coordinated repeater.
I just wish there was a way to, for hams in the area, especially if they're new, to see it, right? Because there's nothing out by me.
Well, if there like any new ham that plays with SDRs, don't see your signal and go, what's this?
Yeah, I guess if there's a will, there's a way. It'll figure it out, but we'll keep it in Discord too. So there's really only one group in this area, right? And that's the group that everyone's a part of.
Yeah, at least from Macomb County and stuff. Yeah, and then yeah, this repeater's got the system's got far reach. So.
And eventually, I'm on the 2730 right now. I'll eventually either 578 or get a Motorola and do the same thing, so I'll have DMR with it.
We'll see how Wyatt's interest pans out. He'll probably put his own repeater up at some point.
Yeah, in a perfect world, we just get Wyatt to put up a DMR repeater, and then we have all the coverage we need up by me.
Yeah, I should put my thing back on in the attic, but there's just so much coverage over here that it's not worth it. I was thinking of just putting it as like a multi-mode experimental machine. If you're near it, you can get into it. I was tinkering, like making it all-star and digital and all that stuff, but it just wasn't practical. You either gotta pick one or the other. You either do all analog or you do all digital. You don't try to do both on the same MMDVM board. It's possible, but it's just like, you know, it switches modes and it's confusing.
Yeah, I haven't ventured down the digital road yet, just a open spot, five star stuff, but I'm trying to talk Phil into putting the DMR repeater at his house.
Yeah, it's surprisingly easy. If you want to do an MMDVM-based repeater, it's basically, you know, you could even do it on your thing. You just swap out the analog board for instead of an all-star interface, radio interface, you use an MMDVM radio interface, and it's almost exactly the same thing. You do got to tune the... It's a little bit challenging. You got to tune the DMR levels and things like that, and get it within like. There's like a whole methodology to it. You got to get the. I'm completely saying it wrong, but you just got to get the peaks and stuff to be right when you're looking at it on a scope.
When the yard's done, I'll just convince my wife to let me put up 100 foot tower. All will be good.
Up there, 150. Just make it so that you can what do you call it? You can collapse it down, and then put it back up.
Yeah, the tilting base or fold over or whatever, so I can actually work on it without paying a climber.
Yeah, you gotta go. I'm getting interference from the repeater, but I was just saying that it's got to be less than what the FAA requires a light bulb on top.
Yeah, I don't know that I necessarily want 100-foot tower, but I wouldn't mind something better than what I have and then getting that off the house.
And it's one of those things where you don't do it until you have enough, users in the area, right? If you don't, if you only have like two or three of you, it's not worth it unless everybody wants to pitch in and pull in resources.
Going through that crater on 53. No, I wouldn't do it until I have.
Okay, I think you're at your fringe point.
No, it's just that hole on 53 that some days I'm able to get out and other days I can't. And that time I denied it out. I was just saying, I wouldn't put a tower up until I had a legitimate use case, like putting a good HF antenna finally instead of just a wire. But at the same time, I don't really need more than a wire.
Yep, and if you want to play repeater for a little while, you can always have a low power station, you know, MMDVM board, two radios, even, or just one radio, really. I mean, you could do crossband. If you have an FTM-300, for example, you could do the input on 2 meter and the output on 70 centimeter and have it be a crossband repeater just to play with, just to get an idea and familiarize yourself with what happens when you do a digital repeater. Oh, great. I was totally out of that one.
No, I had a copy
You're
on here.
Connected to CMN Network.
I'm having to jump out of here for a little bit, though. I'm pulling up to the store. I'm getting my father's number. So I'll be back out here today.
All right, sounds good. I'm on All-Star now. I can be clearer. Talk to you later. Can't beat us.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
WD8KOL.
This is KE8KVA. I am mobile and listening.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KTMR-NADF.
NADF's KTMR.
Gotcha that time. So with your bulkhead thing, what happens if you, like, suspend it in the air? Is it still that high?
Yeah, I tried everything. I tried different fittings. Tried it in my truck, suspending it away from everything. For some reason, it's once that bulkhead and the jumper goes on, it's, you know, above two. But if I just connect it directly to an antenna, I'm good.
Is that an Amazon bulkhead?
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's my issue.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking, because their connectors are pretty bad.
Do you by any chance have any spare ones I could try out before I go ordering a different one to narrow down if that's the problem?
Yeah, I got, I think I have two barrel connectors, and I'm pretty sure I got an extra bulkhead or two you can test. When's the Armalock coming?
I didn't order it yet. It's sitting in the cart. I haven't pulled the trigger. I was going to try this printed cage first. See how that goes for a little bit, and then possibly upgrade.
I think you'll get to that point pretty quick. It's I was just talking about the Armalock that my 2730's in. It's just like the convenience and assurance of not having to worry about the radio is very, very nice. And they do use very high-quality jumpers and connectors.
Yeah, it definitely looks nice. Of course, I don't know if I don't know if I'm ready to pull the trigger on I think it was like 205 for the antenna relocation and the cage. But I don't know. If I can figure this out first, then maybe that'll persuade me into upgrading. But if that's how it is right now, it's like, oh man, that's not too good. You know, to be bouncing it around and getting that kind of reading, which I don't understand, but it's got to be the connector, like you said.
Yeah, they're not cheap, but there's nothing else like them. I've dropped this radio a handful of times, and it's still totally fine. And yeah, when I get home, I can let you know I got a couple connectors you can test out. And while you're there, bring your meter. I guess we'll throw it online so you can see what we're getting.
Yeah, I mean, might as well, because if they're just higher, then it is what it is. But I'm tending to think something's wrong with, or the connector's just not good. I mean, it's just odd that it's that much of a difference, just adding a 1 foot jumper on, you know. But what you gonna be back around later?
Yeah, we're bowling. I just parked at the bowling alley in Emily City, so if I sound like crap, sorry. I'm literally behind a brick wall. We're bowling at 1, and then we'll be here for probably, I don't know, 2.5-3 hours, and then we'll be heading home.
Okay, yeah, just, I don't know, shoot me a text or give me a ring on here. I'm just putzing around the house today. About to put the little one down for a nap soon, and, I'll be around, so I gotta work. Well, tomorrow's what, Monday? Yeah, I'm back in tomorrow, but that doesn't matter because every normal person is back to work on Monday. So give me a buzz later, and I'll run over or whatever.
All right, man, we'll do. Are you on the Elmont repeater?
I am.
Aside from my swirling and noise, how's the audio?
Good. Are you on it also?
I am. I had the wrong repeater option selected. Remember when it was echoing on the last one? The original repeater Sean let me borrow. There's an internal controller on the repeater, so it had two different things routing audio, and that's why it was echoing. So I replicated that on this new repeater. And because of that, the audio sucked because it didn't have an internal audio route. So that's why it wasn't echoing. I don't know. A little complicated, but Sean looked at it for 2 seconds. He goes, oh, I found the problem. So we should be good there. I think this thing's hopefully dialed aside from whatever static happened yesterday. And I'm honestly starting to think that was a fluke interference because, knock on wood, it hasn't happened since.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm glad it was nothing major and something easy. Yeah, you definitely sound 100 times better than before. Audio's good level.
All right, good deal. Yeah, Sean tested it on the way home yesterday, and he sounded good, so I just want to make sure you were hearing it the same.
Yes, sir. It's like night and day from how it was.
That's the goal. All right, man, I'm going to clear out of here, but I'll hit you up when we're heading back at AGDF.
All right, sounds good. Have fun bowling, and I'll talk to you later on. K8TMR.
Hey, Dakota. WNFU.
Hey, Sean, it's Phil, KTMR. I think if you're trying to get a hold of Dakota, I think he just stepped out. They were at a bowling alley.
Okay, I was only half listening. I knew he was on his way to bowling. I didn't realize he had gotten there. So, all right, not a big deal. I'll talk to him later. I dropped off something to him to give to Wyatt, and Wyatt needs a cable to fix a problem to get it on his network, and I just want to be sure that Dakota understood what the issue was. No big deal. Talk to him later.
All right, sounds good. Figured I'd just let you know. K8PMR.
All right, you wouldn't happen to have a micro USB to Ethernet adapter, would you?
You said micro to Ethernet?
Yeah, that's what he needs. He needs to get his Pi Zero on his local network so that he can fix the Wi-Fi credentials that I put in incorrectly. So if he had that, he could jack it directly into his router, fix it, and then be off and running. So I'm just, you know, I'm pretty near an hour away, so it's a lot of driving.
Yeah, no, I get that. Let me look. Give me a little bit. Let me look. I just bought some for my Pi Zero. I don't know. I want to say it might have been the Micro 2 HDMI, and I bought another 2. I'm not sure if it's to Ethernet. I'll have to double check, though.
All right, we got to get them. I mean, they're not, you know, they're under $10 on Amazon, so worst case scenario. But he needs one just for, you know, half an hour. I'd say 5 minutes, but you know, I'd probably have to walk him through the procedure. But he needs just long enough to jack in, log in, fix his Wi-Fi credentials, and then he's all set. So if you do got one in your travels, you're going to be anywhere near them, you can borrow it for a little bit. That'd be great. All right. Thanks. Catch you later.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. I'll once I get in the house, I'll double check and see what I got. If I got one, I'll get a hold of him and run it over to him. K8TMR.
Oh, okay. Well, that was just in your travels, but. All right, thank you. Catch you later. W8FU.
Hey, TMR at ABS. So we're hanging out in the parking lot for the next 40 minutes, apparently.
Still in there, Dakota? W8FU.
What's going on?
Hey, heard you say you were stuck in the parking lot there for a few. Did you get the gist of what's going on with that node?
Yeah, I just need to edit the WPA supplicant file and change the SSID, or password to the SSID.
Right, the only bitch is with AllStar 3, you just can't drop it in the root of the SD card like you could with older versions. That doesn't work. So we're going to have to get the thing online. Phil is looking to see if he's got a micro USB to Ethernet adapter that he can swing by. But, you know, either one of you in your travels, if you can just drop that off, then we could probably walk him through the putting it on his home, you know, putting it on his homeland, logging in, correct the Wi-Fi, you know, in the, with the interface, the GUI, and then he should be good to go. But, yeah, no rush. I just wanted to be sure you understood what we were up against. You know, the other option is, you know, you could do a console login, but then he's got to have a mini HDMI cable, you know, so that he can get it to a TV, and then he's got to adapt the micro USB to USB probably so he can plug in a keyboard. So in the end, it's probably just easier to Hell, I think I've seen those micro USB to Ethernet adapters under $10. Got a good mind to just order one and have it shipped to them. I can flip out that SSID and password at my house in 3 seconds. So that would honestly, that'd be the easiest thing to do is just get it to me. I can flip out the SSID and password you created, SSH into it, and then add a new SSID and password. Yeah, whatever. You know the task at hand, so I'll just leave it to you guys that live up there near them. But, yeah, I get it. It's, just a matter of, that might work, too. Just go grab it from them, fix it, and then drop it back off at some point. Might even be easier. All right, we'll figure it out. I do have a mini HDMI, too, somewhere. And I also, I'm pretty sure if I have a... If I have a micro to C, I know for a fact I've got a handful of RJ45 to USB-C adapters, so one way or another, we'll get it taken care of. Even if I have to rebuild the whole thing, it's not a big deal. No, not that. All right. That's all I wanted to be sure is that you understood the task at hand, so he's in good hands between you or Phil or whatever, so we'll get him up and running. All right. Enjoy your bowling. Is it a whole family affair? Got the little ones out there and everything, or how's that going? Yeah, it's my father-in-law's 60th on the 31st, so this is his little get-together. So we're literally sitting in the parking lot with three children, patiently waiting until 1 o'clock. Oh, no. What'd you do? Get the wrong time, or just got there early? But sounds like fun. All right, have a good time. All right, I'll let you get to it. W8FU. Yeah, we had some running to do, and we finished early, so on the way here, we made a pit stop to get some tasty beverages, and now we're just sitting here. So, all right, I'll catch you later at ADVS.
WD8KLL on the mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WD8KLO on the mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
WHCPT.
N-A-R-O-Z.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WECPT.
W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, Sean, am I making it?
You're gonna make it if you try.
I'm just curious. I haven't tried from the house on the HT on super low power, which is like a quarter watt or something. So, good enough?
Yep. Full quieting, no problem at all.
Amazing. Okay, I gotta go in the garage and do something. 73 old man, WI, hit up.
Roger that. W8FU.
N-A-W-R-O-N-A-C-Z-R.
N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead, Ryan.
Wow, it worked. My COCO antenna. I'm making it all the way out to Richmond. And a couple of watts out of the south end. How do I sound?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, that's pretty good work. Yeah, it's sounding good. And I do show on the dashboard you are going straight out to Richmond. So, good job. First transmission or what?
Yeah, it's the first transmission. I just put it on the VNA, and I got it at 1.8. I'd like to get it a little bit lower, so I'm trying to figure out what to do to shift it down a little bit, but... 1.8, I guess, is acceptable, but, you know, I'd like to get it lower, you know what I mean? Go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. I had to quickly look at the chart to refresh my memory of your QTH, but that's a good haul. Good deal. It sounds good. Yeah, you know, a little bit better maybe, but you're below 2, so. I mean, I guess the trick is, I don't know, what power are you pushing right now?
I didn't check it, but I think it's around 8 watts on the Baofeng DM32. I'm on high power. Over.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What am I thinking? It is the HT. So, that, yeah, that's fine. And you're, like, again, you're sounding good. Good job there.
Okay, thanks a lot, Tim. Thanks for coming back to me. 73s, I'm going to go back to trimming this antenna. Talk to you later. NACZR out.
Anytime, Brian. 73s. NAWRO clear as well.
Hotel Kilo.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
TMR, NA, PDF.
NA, TBF, WACAP. KF8S from WADAP. KF8S from WADAP. WADAP for a radio check.
I got mine. You got yours?
Yes, I have. I have mine. I got a firm grip on mine, Roger.
Roger Wilco, as do I. Where you at?
Pretty much downtown Dryden. Dryden.
Okay. If you're in Dryden, are you using the NACDS machine?
Yes, I'm on the DBS machine. Yes, I am.
Well, unsurprisingly, being the driver, you're pretty darn good.
I'm on a rubber duck inside of a vehicle on a rubber duck, and not on a proper mobile, just 4 watts on a rubber duck inside the car. So, yeah, it's, I've been in it for about 4 miles, so I think I first started, I was about 6 miles away from the from his repeater. Now I'm probably 3 miles away. I don't know.
So what are you doing out that way?
Just taking a ride. Just taking a ride, and we're going to head down Dryden Road to Van Dyke and then take Van Dyke down. So that's what I used to do on my motorcycle, like Rochester to Dryden, Dryden over to Van Dyke down. So that's my little Sunday drive route. And now there's a repeater, so.
Yeah, it's kind of reminiscent of what I used to call my East Side loop. I used to drive Rochester up to Lakeville, take Lakeville all the way up to Dryden, then go to Dryden to pick up Ridge Road and take that into Memphis, and then Memphis to Richmond, and then Armada Ridge Road back to, where would I take that to?
WADAP. Yeah, your audio is really low, and you kind of fell out of the machine there for about half of that. If you pump up the audio a little bit.
Actually, I gotta go because my dinner bell just went off. 73 old man WI8M.
Oh, I got you good that time, Arpet. I thought it was you. I just wasn't sure, but yeah, yep. Riding days are over for a while, probably another couple years, but yeah, I've been to the same few operations there. But anyhow, Arp, catch you later. This is W8EAP. Just made the turn here. Well, Dakota, if you're listening, your repeater works. It's working good. This is W8DAP clear. KF8S, W8DAP.
KTMR and ADBF.
WADAP monitoring. Heard somebody key up. I was had my volume turned down. I had talk come over the phone, so thought I heard somebody key up out there.
It was probably me trying to find Phil, KTMR.
Well, I was just taking a ride this afternoon and went up Rochester to Dryden over, and I understand why your repeater doesn't get out that great to the west, all those hills, those rolling hills.
Yeah, the western footprint's pretty bad. It's like 2-3 miles if you're on 69. Dryden's all right, though, but even then, it's up and down.
As soon as I got near Dryden Road, pulled the HT. I'm in the car with the HT. As soon as I pulled the HT out, rubber duck in the car, you were already 10 over. So it was pretty much 10 over all the way down Dryden Road until I got within like 2 miles of you. And then the hills didn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small footprint, but it definitely serves its purpose. Like, I was up in Imlay City today, and I was getting in no problem, which is nice, because before I couldn't get into Richmond or Romeo without sounding like I was in a frying pan. So it's definitely serving its purpose. It's nothing special, but it works.
Hey, DMR.
Go ahead, sir.
There he is. I'm outside, and I've got your barrel connectors.
All right, if you can give me a few minutes. Amber just ran up to grab some food. As soon as she gets back, I'll run over.
I'll be here.
Oh, man, if I would have swung by 20 minutes later, could have seen both of you guys standing outside.
Yeah, there's cold beer here.
Well, if I would have stopped, it would have been to use your bathroom, probably.
And you just missed it. I just flew 2 packs from my airplane.
All right, we're going to turn this radio off, switch over to the other one. Talk to you later, man. W8DAP.
All right, man. NADBF.
Talk to you later, Eric. Sorry, Dakota, I'm chasing a kid around.
You're good, man. I'll be here. Hit me up when you're coming at 8DBF.
All right, sounds good. K8DMR.
Connected to CMN Network.
NADBF, KAGMR.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
It's quiet. Too quiet.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.